Then and now, another war, another vibe. The Iraq debacle is not the Vietnam War, by any measure, whether we look at Iraqi or American loss of life. Nonetheless, the Iraq War has steered the cauldrons of resistance, with protests crisscrossing the globe, as people spoke out against the start of the war in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Europe. It has been perhaps decades since protests such as these have taken place. Those protests, at least in the U.S., shrank considerably once the U.S. Army invaded Iraq. But there are other differences. As Vietnam was ripping the U.S. apart, some of those most opposed to the carnage and loss were U.S. servicemen, like a young man named John Kerry, then a member of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. The infamous My Lai Massacre, he charged, was, quote, not isolated, unquote, but was rather one of many, quote, crimes committed on a day-to-day basis with a full awareness of officers at all levels of command, unquote. Kerry, the young guy, testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in Washington in April 1971 that, quote, over 150 honorably discharged and many very highly decorated veterans testified to war crimes committed in Southeast Asia, unquote. Kerry testified further how U.S. troops had, quote, personally raped, cut off ears, cut off heads, taped wires from portable telephones to human genitals and turned up the power, cut off limbs, blown up bodies, randomly shot at civilians, razed villages in fashion reminiscent of Genghis Khan, shot cattle and dogs for fun, poisoned food stocks, and generally ravaged the countryside of South Vietnam, unquote. This, said Kerry, was, quote, in addition to the normal ravage of war. Those quotes are drawn from Lies My Teacher Told Me by James Lowen. Speaking to the U.S. Senate just 1 month after an American soldier, Lieutenant William Calley Jr., was convicted of premeditated mass murder of 22 Vietnamese civilians during the My Lai Massacre, Kerry's comments gave a powerful glimpse into a war that the corporate media, even then, was fond of whitewashing. Kerry's plea to the senators was for their support of withdrawal from the carnage of Vietnam, with words as simple as they were powerful. Quote, how do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake, unquote. Now fast forward some 30 years or so, and with the nearly 500 U.S. soldiers who have died since the Iraq adventure, who, besides the virtually unknown, is asking that same question? Certainly, now Senator slash presidential candidate Kerry isn't. As a senator, he voted for the war and voted to fund it as well. And he, like his colleagues, Democrats and Republicans alike, in the House and the Senate, did it for the same reason that their forerunners did during the Johnson and Nixon administrations. It was a politically safe thing to do. Now the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace has released a report finding conclusively that Iraq posed no imminent threat to the United States, and that no solid evidence has been unearthed linking the Hussein regime with the Al-Qaeda or the bin Laden network. Indeed, shortly before the release of the think tank's report came news that the U.S. weapons inspectors, who've been searching for weapons of mass destruction since March of last year, have quietly left Iraq. The war, prosecuted on a lie, has achieved its primary objectives, and the fig leaf of WMDs no longer suffices. Meanwhile, hundreds of Americans are dead, and an uncounted number of Iraqis are dead, in furtherance of an American imperial scheme to achieve mastery and dominance over the entire region. Their deaths are but the human mulch to feed the twin trees of U.S. imperial rule and Israeli domination over the Middle East. It was an imperial demonstration war to advertise to the region what the U.S. is capable of. What a difference a few decades make. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.